This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from Moon Doggies. I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Moon Doggies Pizza. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. Let's hear it, crowd. Coach, nice bounce back win last week against McIntosh County Academy. It took a little help at the end of the game for them to get on the scoreboard, but you had to be pleased with the bounce back.
Oh, definitely pleased with the victory. You know, McIntosh is a scrappy team and they played really hard, and it was a good game. We came out and played well. KJ had a really big night. I think it was one of his best performances over the past several years. And then of course the defense shutting down their running attack and shutting them down was pretty good.
Coach KJ, we'll talk about KJ for a second. 9 for 9 in the first half. I think he finished for the game 12 for 13. Had a big night, close to 170 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. The deep ball he threw well Friday night.
He did, and that was in 3 quarters. You know, we didn't play him at all in the fourth quarter. Just trying to give more players some opportunities. But in those 3 quarters, he had a really big night. He was really poised with the ball. He made really good decisions, and we look forward towards that type of growth from him.
Coach, is there any way I can get the keys to the field house so I can go in the locker room and get those gray jerseys and hide them so that nobody else will ever find them ever again? Because you cannot see them when you're broadcasting a football game.
I know it, but you know, on rainy nights, they're definitely a good jersey to have because they're easier to keep clean when it comes to laundry.
I mean, my optometrist, he would be, he'd be thrilled for me to come in and get an eye exam, but whoo, you can't see those numbers. Coach, your offensive line, bounce back game from the week before, played well, opened some holes. We were able to be balanced on offense. Talk a little bit about that.
Better, and one of our JV offensive linemen, Lester, he's a guy that had to step in, you know, because of the COVID. Guys that we had out, not because they had COVID, just because they were quarantined. And he really improved and did a really good job. So I'm really impressed with the way he handled the situation. And of course, Kenai Charlton played a lot better, and so did Keegan Carroll. And then Cook had another fantastic night.
Coach, it was a wet night, and I don't recall any turnovers. No fumbles? I don't think we had any.
Yes, we did. Amarion was going in the score.
Yes, I forgot about that. Yeah,
decided to throw the ball on the ground. Not in the touch. Actually, he broke a tackle, and then he brought his knee up, and his knee hit the ball out of his hand, and shot forward. And yeah, I think that was our only turnover.
But a lot of things got corrected. Some of the snaps were a lot better on a wet field. It was a lot better than the week before.
Yeah, the continuity was better. You know, the week before we had players pulled out from us on a Wednesday, and then trying to get continuity with only one day of preparation was pretty tough. But this week we had a full week of preparation, and it showed.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your wide receivers got some separation Friday night, caught some deep balls. That play at the end of the half to Amarion was a thing of beauty, and our wide receivers played a whole lot better this past week.
Yeah, they did. They got after it, not just when the ball was in their hands, but also in the blocking, you know, scheme. They did a lot better job, with the route running and understanding their assignments, and then, of course, catching the football. We did a better job.
Practice last week. What was different about practice last week? Was there more intensity in practice last week, or Did you get after the guys a little bit more after that first week?
No, didn't have to. I mean, we want to always increase the intensity of practice every week. But the kids understood what the loss was about, and they came and, we got after it and we worked pretty hard.
Coach, special teams, I mean, we kicked the ball well, we punted the ball well. That's the thing you always worry about on a wet night is dropping a punt. We did panic one time and think we were going to get one blocked, but other than that, we played pretty well.
We did. I'm very impressed with Ray Bergen kicking the ball in the end zone. One of the end zone kicks, he kicked it by 8 yards deep.
8 yards deep. I thought I was watching college football.
And then, but he had two touchbacks that night. I believe it was two or three. I know there was two touchbacks for sure. And then, of course, being perfect on PATs, I'll take that any day of the week. And then our punt game. So far, and it's going to be very key this week on special teams, because how dangerous Benedictine is in special teams and their punt and kick return, that we limit their chances of doing those returns. Our punt team has only given up 7 yards total in the two games. So that's total of 7 yards in returns. So that's a contribute to the way we've been covering the punts and to the way our punters have been punting.
I think we've kicked off 4 times this year, Coach, and 3 of them have been touchbacks. That's 75%.
Well, let's keep improving.
Yeah, can't get hurt.
No, let's keep doing that.
Coach, before we go to break, talk a little bit about the JV game. We had JV games and ninth grade games during, last week, and we did well against Glenn Academy. Talk a little bit about those games before we go to break.
Well, the JV games and ninth grade games, when you have those doubleheaders like that, you're trying to get everybody in to play, but you're also, trying to do your best to try to win. And I'm very impressed with the way, our guys didn't give up. They were down 14-0, and they just kept battling, and ended up pulling it in, making it a little bit closer game, and got a turnover and got a quick score. One of our freshmen named Terry, he had a phenomenal day. He scored a touchdown to tie the game, and then he also scored the touchdown to win it.
All right, Coach, more to come on the Coach Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kim Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, and by I-95 Toyota. Coach, the kids spent a lot of time in the program, spent a lot of practice time. Talk a little bit about the importance of proper nutrition in football.
Oh, it's huge, Kip. I mean, the kids, just think about their schedule, what they do with us. They come in, we have a zero block that starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. Unfortunately, a lot of kids won't eat breakfast before they come because they're trying to sleep as long as they can. But We have them there at 7, and then we're there from 7 to 7:45 in 0 Block. Now they have an opportunity to eat breakfast then. But they have sack lunches right now with the way things are going. And the amount of calories that they're getting is just not quite there. So we like to have an after-school program. And the state used to allow us to have the after-school program, but they cut that out because I think you can only have 2 of 3. Like if you're on free or reduced lunch, you can only have like breakfast and lunch. They're not gonna let you have breakfast, lunch, and snacks. And we as a football team were relying on those snacks to help us with the nutrition. But since they cut that out, we now have to rely on trying to get these guys, because we keep the guys there from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. just about. So they need to get the calories, that's important. So we've been talking to some local vendors. Our booster club's been trying to get some stuff together. We've been getting snacks starting to be donated to us. And then we had a lot of pasta that we had just yesterday, matter of fact, to give to the boys after practice. But the more that we can feed the boys, the more calories we can get into them. Because unfortunately, a lot of these kids go home to either nothing, or they go home to fast food, or they're not getting the proper type of nutrition.
I noticed some of the big 7A programs in the state, coaches that have the huge booster clubs, especially in Metro Atlanta and places like Colquitt and Valdosta and places like that. They feed their football team every day a full course dinner.
Practice. Not just them, right? In Pierce County. Pierce County, 5 days a week, just about throughout the entire year, those boys get a meal right after practice, a full meal. Their booster club, they have something like called a mom's club. Mm-hmm. And what it is they'll come in, they organize who's bringing them what sides, and then a store like Piggy Wiggly will donate the meat. They'll cook the meat right there while they're at practice, and then right when they get out of the practice field, they have a full meal ready for them before they get home.
That saved the Penders a lot of grocery money too back in the day when you were at Pierce, right?
Well, yeah, but we didn't do it as much then. They started doing that about 2 years ago to try to really, it got going a little bit better about 2 years ago than what it was when I was there. When I was there, we had some snacks, we had some electrolytes and some popsicles, but then it just grew from there.
Gotcha.
The Moms Club just started up there, my last 2 years there, and it just grew from there.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, defensively last Friday night, we had a shutout. They got one untimed play at the end of the game to break the shutout, and man, I hated that, but our defense played really well last Friday.
Oh, they did. They played fantastic, and on that drive where they got close enough to the end zone, it was fourth down and forever, and we had them stopped, and we actually hit the guy inbounds, but when he ran out of bounds and we held on to him, and as we held on to him, he ended up, they called the flag because we tackled him late, and that gave him one first down where they had some more downs, and then right at the end of the game, was over, and one of our players actually got handled pretty well by the McIntosh center. He pancaked him, and our player got upset.
He was mad,
and he turned him around and got on top of him and said some words to him, so they threw an unsportsmanlike conduct on him, gave him an untimed down, and then they scored a touchdown after that untimed down. So we definitely got to work on our discipline when it comes to that. If you get beat, you get beat.
Because we play well on offense, we play well on defense, but I don't know what it is about playing at home. We just seem to get a lot of penalties when we play at home.
I don't know. We just got to clean up that when it comes to the penalties and whatnot. I mean, I can't control.
Yeah.
Some of the times I might not agree with a flag that comes out, but I can't control when they do that, when they run a third of flags. We can work on our stuff and make sure it's clean, but, it is what it is.
Coach, our secondary, I'll start with the defense in our secondary. We tackle well. McIntosh didn't really throw the ball well. I think they had one completion the entire game, but our corners and our safeties tackled well last Friday night in space.
That one completion came on the last play of regular, them on the fourth down, where they only got like 4 or 5 yards. I don't know how many yards they got, but it wasn't very many. The defense played real well. And McIntosh is a heavy run team. They don't try to throw it much, and our defense played very well against the pass when they decided to do it. Now, this week, our hands are going to be full.
Coach, our linebackers played well. You know, they came up in the gaps and stuffed a lot of runs. McIntosh ran a lot of speed sweeps in the first half, and that's not what you want to do against Brunswick High. We had speed, and they weren't very successful. They hit a couple of plays when they did some quick hitters in the second half, but they tried to attack us on the edge in the run game, and it just wasn't working.
No, it wasn't. They did have a big play, though, on the counter where they faked the speed sweep and came back with the counter and had a big run. And, you know, luckily, I think it was Amarion that walked him down and prevented a long score there. But, you know, this week, you know, we're going to see the same type of things. We're going to see a team that's loaded with the good athletes, but they're going to be running these speed sweeps. They're going to be running those counters. Back, so our defense is used to seeing it. Now they're just going to see it out of a little bit better personnel.
And Coach, finally, before we go to our next break, our defensive line, I think they played really well last Friday night. They got some nice push.
They did, led by Kayshawn Thomas. Kayshawn Thomas dominated. He did. He dominated the offensive line. He did a fantastic job. The other guys, you know, that were in there did a good job as well, but Kayshawn Thomas, he's definitely worth mentioning the way he played on the defensive line.
Coach, what's he up to now? He's just a sophomore.
He is. He's around 200 and I think 289, 290, somewhere in there. He's about 6'2", 6'3".
Already,
moves really well.
Already got some nice offers. Players.
Yeah, he does. South Carolina, Akron, or a couple of them.
All right, we'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call. 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High-quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com and let's go Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Moondoggies.
Coach, 2 weeks into the season, a pandemic season. After 2 weeks, we're 1-1. Just talk a little bit about where we are as a football team so far.
Well, I think we're in good shape, Kip. I mean, you know, with the pandemic, you know, it hurt us early with having a lot of several of our key players, two in particular, were quarantined that, you know, are like captains and seniors of the team. But our team is starting to, you know, overcome these type of adversities and you know, understand that, you know, stuff's going to hit and we just got to keep moving forward. So you want to concentrate on the positives, and concentrating on the positives is what we're tending to do. And a lot of our younger players are getting playing time that maybe not would have got playing time. So We're pushing forward.
I interviewed Doc Spence during halftime last week. He said, in a school system with over 13,000 kids, we only have 19 kids right now in the whole entire system that's isolated or, you know, social, whatever you want to call it. And that's a pretty good number.
That's a great number compared to, you know, what it was earlier. So, you know, maybe things are slowing down in that aspect. And, you know, hopefully this virus itself is slowing down and maybe we won't have as many people quarantined.
Well, some good news for you is you should get a couple of players back this week, correct?
Absolutely. I'm getting David Neubauer back on the offensive line. He's very excited. He's very excited to be back. He's ready to go, and he looked really good. And then Bryce Morris, the outside linebacker, he's really set up to have a phenomenal year, and I can't wait to see what he does. Friday night at outside linebacker, so I'm pumped up about him as well.
These are two starters that you were counting on at the start of the season that
captains. Hurt. Two starters that are captains.
Yes.
So, yes, I'm very glad to get those guys back. And, you know, what a great game to get them back for this game here.
It is a great game. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we played a third-ranked team in 4A football Friday night in Glenn County Stadium. The Benedictine Cadets are coming down here after scoring 56 points and 49 points the last 2 weeks against Burke County and Effingham, and they're highly thought of around the state, and it's going to be a tough task for us Friday night.
Tough task indeed, but I really look forward to the opportunity to play this team and have them come. I want to see what we have against a team like this. They are good. I mean, you can't take anything away from the talent that they have and the job that Danny Britt's done in, you know, at Benedictine with being able to recruit really good football players to their school and being able to do it on a consistent basis. I think, you know, that's been pretty impressive the way they've been able to do it. And then, you know, it's a good coaching staff and they got good discipline being a military school. So what a great opportunity to play against a team like that and really to see where you stand. I really think we can play with them, Kip, and it's gonna be, it is a tough task, but I do have a lot of faith in our kids, and I think our kids are gonna give Benedictine all they want.
Offensively, what do the cadets do on offense?
They're gonna show us two different offenses. And what I like about the matchup is they run the wing T,
okay,
which we just saw, almost identical to what we just saw from McIntosh. And then they run a spread offense really similar to what we do. So our defense is going to be really familiar with what it is they do. They just do it with really good personnel. I mean, they got a quarterback, that four-star guy that's got a lot of Division I offers, Georgia and LSU being amongst those offers. They got a receiver that is committed to Duke. That is really, really good. They got a future Major League Baseball player. That's a really good, you know, athlete. Could be Division I in football if he wanted to. So they have a lot of really good talent, and it's going to be a good task. I mean, Amarion Whitfield gets to go against a Division I receiver. So, you know, Marion, you want to earn your scholarship? Here you go. What a great opportunity to do so. So, and a lot of our boys will be put on state, you know, be put, you know, out there, and it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great opportunity. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to play a team at this quality.
Defensively, what do they do? And, I mean, what kind of, you know, base defense do they run?
Again, the matchup, I like it because they run the same exact defense we do.
Okay.
It's a 3-4 with the same exact type of coverage schemes that we do, and we're used to seeing it. You know, they just do it with really good personnel, and let's see where we are. There's not going to be any tricks to this game. They're going to line up. We know what they're going to do. They do what they do very well, and it's just going to be about execution for the Pirates.
Historically, Benedictine has just been a massive football team size-wise. Over the years, I can remember back when I played, Benedictine had 300-pound linemen even in the early 1980s. So talk a little bit about size-wise. What are we dealing with?
All right, but before I do that,
okay,
when we talked about the trick plays, no, I do not have the worm.
The worm.
It is not in place for this game. So
thank goodness.
Yeah, my wife was asking me if I had installed that. because it actually did work for GA when they did the worm against them. They did the worm, and they jumped off sides, and they got a. I don't know if it was a first down or not, but they got the penalty.
They got a 5-yard penalty.
They did. But anyway, yeah, they're big up front. They are. I mean, but you know, it is what it is. I have faith in our offensive line can handle their defensive front now. I have a lot of faith now with David back. I mean, our offensive line looked really good the past couple of days, and I just think that chemistry is huge. And we'll find out what we're going to do coming up. Also, the running backs are you know, developing. They're even look better this week than they did last week in practice. So they're really starting to gel together without Jacoby Hill and. I'm excited for what they can do.
Speaking of Jacoby Hill, any updates on him?
Well, yeah, I mean, we just got results back from his MRI. He does have some damage in his knee, but it's not as significant as we thought it might be. And there is a very good chance he'll be back before the end of the year. You know, maybe around 6 weeks. We'll see.
Good deal. Coach, any last comments before we sign off tonight?
Oh, no, just make sure. I know the weather's supposed to be rainy, you know, Kip and all that stuff, but come out and watch.
We had a good crowd in the rain last week.
We did, but come out and support our program and support our boys. Our boys are playing again for something more than just wins on Friday night. It's a team that's full of compassion for one another. We really play together, that unity, that bond, and it's something that we really want to share with our community and watching the way that we do. So if you're a Pirate fan, make sure you're at that game on Friday night.
All right. Bring a poncho. The First Lady of Pirate Football says bring a poncho. Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the football season right here at Moondoggies at 7:30 p.m. I'm Kip Branch signing off, and as always, Coach,
go Pirates! Woo!